Suspense around Governor Bill Walker's budget started growing on Wednesday. That morning, his budget director, Pat Pitney, announced details were on the way and warned the Senate Finance Committee the cuts would slash state spending by 9% over the previous year.
The public discussion just based on these reductions are going to be loud. This will not be viewed as low-hanging fruit.
A few hours later, an email from the governor went out to all state employees that alluded to layoffs and acknowledged the next few months would undoubtedly be a time of uncertainty and stress. Some legislators even stayed up until midnight, hoping to see the document. Agency spending details finally dropped at noon on Thursday. The proposal identifies more than 300 positions for downsizing, with a quarter of those jobs coming from the university system. The Department of Corrections loses $12 million with a cut to the community jails program. Grant programs and senior benefits also face cuts. At a press conference, the governor described the decisions as difficult but necessary.
At roughly $10 million a day deficit, we had to do something. We had to make some step forward.
With 24,000 state employees on payroll, the proposed layoffs amount to 1% of the workforce. About half of those positions are currently vacant. Members of Walker's cabinet have also discussed the potential for buyouts or retirement incentives for senior state employees, but still needs to conduct an analysis to see if that would make sense. When asked if further reductions are necessary, Walker described his budget as a starting point for legislators, but expressed concern that dramatic layoffs could have a ripple effect through the state's economy.
Could we have cut deeper? Of course. Could we have cut less? Perhaps. But it's that sort of surgical fine place to be to do it in such a way that we don't create the tailspin that some of we saw in the 80s.
Lawmakers are not expecting to have a good sense of the budget until Monday, after their finance analysts have had a chance to review the numbers. But House Finance Co-Chair Mark Newman, a Republican from Big Lake, says they will be looking at the budget with an eye for further cuts, given the drop in state revenue from low oil prices.
We have a $3.5 billion deficit, so we're going to go through that. We'll look at through the committee process, the discovery process that is, but I would expect some further reductions in that.
State employee unions are trying to take the cuts in stride. Jim Duncan directs the Alaska Bargaining Unit of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees.
Never satisfied with any layoffs, but you know, the 300 number doesn't seem to be all that large, but it's important, you know, for those people who might fall within that. It's a very critical situation.
Duncan adds that layoffs are not final until the legislature passes the budget and the governor signs it, and that the union has procedures in place for employees facing layoffs. Meanwhile, groups that advocate for smaller government do not think the cuts go far enough. Jeremy Price directs the Alaska chapter of Americans for Prosperity.
We're of the belief that the governor failed to take aggressive action and substantially reduce unrestricted general fund spending. And it's our hope that the legislature will have the courage to do what Governor Walker refused to do.
Walker has until February 18th to finalize his budget and says that adjustments are possible if the administration finds other potential cuts. In Juneau, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.